Hey guys, and welcome to another exciting episode of Arm Wrestling with Reality. We are coming to you today, post-workout, live from SB's gym. Well, not live, but you know what I mean. No editing, no script. We are just going to talk the world of arm wrestling. Coming up is the big WAL event that features Devin Larratt and Matt Mask. Now, is it just me, or has the hype started to dwindle? So when these guys should be stepping on the gas for promoting this thing, it seems like everyone's getting real quiet. Now, I don't know what to think about that. They may have used up all of their material. So they successfully overshadowed the last event, and I think people are still excited, but in this last week of build-up, I want to see the best of the promotional stuff. We have another episode between now and the start of that event, so I'm not going to give you my predictions or full thoughts on the whole card, but that will happen next week, and I think it's going to be maybe the most popular match of the year, ahead of what's going to happen in November over in Poland. But very big implications on this match, depending on who takes it. So we'll see what happens there. Next thing up, just a quick mention. I've got a fundraising tournament coming up on August 25th. Now, this is a fundraising tournament to raise money to send me to the World Arm Wrestling Federation Championships. I have not been back there for about 8 years, and I'm really looking forward to getting back there. The outpouring of support has been amazing, and we got some great awards to give away at that event. Looks like there's going to be a big silent auction. People are donating stuff for it, and I expect a packed house, if not from arm wrestlers, then from supporters and well-wishers and family that are going to come out and if nothing else, be there for the event and support the fundraising efforts. I am very happy to announce that we have a challenge match announced to kick off the event. So we've got Charles, the comeback kid, Penner, versus Portage La Prairie's own Spencer, Blade, Cleaver. And Charles actually asked for a 6-round format, which, you know, I'm happy to oblige. In the event of a tie, though, we will have a tiebreaker. It won't be left at 6 rounds. We are going to make sure there is a decisive winner here. There will be no tie. So, again, August 25th at the Royal Canadian Legion here in Portage La Prairie. I hope you all come and check that out. So, unless I want to talk about the argument over whether it's racist or not for someone to be asked to leave a restaurant, I'm going to not go there. It's been kind of a slow news week in the arm wrestling world. So, in the absence of anything of substance, and don't get me wrong, when I say slow news week, I mean all the good stuff is happening a week from now, and we'll have a full show talking about that. But this particular week, there's already some prediction videos going on about it. So we're going to wait next week till we're right before the show, and I can give you a really good breakdown of it. But in the absence of that, it's story time, ladies and gentlemen. So I have a million of these things, but the one I get asked about, well, top three anyway, there is the Moose Jaw incident, which I'll visit at a later date. But I often get asked how I got into the sport of arm wrestling, because everyone has a different take on, or a different story about how they were introduced to the sport. So back in 1997, April, May, June-ish, I used to work at a nightclub called Club West here in Portage La Prairie, Manitoba, and it was a great big nightclub, and this little guy started coming around. He's around 150 pounds. Kind of looked like a biker. I guess he was a biker, and maybe kind of still is a little bit, and just with the absence of a bike. But my buddies were saying this guy wanted to arm wrestle me for $100. And I wouldn't have considered myself to be a spectacular arm wrestler. Everyone has those friends that have never been beaten on the coffee table. But this guy, just something about him, the confidence he had, the fact that he was wearing an arm wrestling t-shirt, I decided that I would not be doing that and I would not be taking that bet, even though my friend was bankrolling me. And it turns out it was one of the wisest decisions I could have made, because he would have annihilated me at that time. And of course, I'm talking about Miles Wilco. So fast forward to around May of 97. There's a series of arm wrestling tournaments going on at the rival nightclub down the street called Sociables. And it's being broadcast on local cable access channel number 9 here in Portage la Prairie, which no longer exists. But the event itself is actually on YouTube, the entire event, my very first arm wrestling tournament, where I was talked into going to the rival nightclub, showing up, only competing with right hand, which is would be strange for some people to hear, because I'm predominantly, well, more successful, we'll say, with my left. But I'm a right-handed guy, and I competed in the right-handed tournament, and I ended up winning. And having watched back that tape, I'm surprised I didn't break my arm, because Miles was running the draw sheets, announcing, emceeing, smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer, and refereeing the tournament all at the same time. Took that tournament. My prize was a Molson Dry promo beer shirt, which, you know, it is what it is. Didn't cost me anything to enter the tournament. It was fun. Got some bragging rights. But what I found out was that all the winners from this series of tournaments would come back at a later date. And I guess it was in late June, and we would all enter the tournament again. And then there would be a grand champion. So in June of 97, that's what happened. I went back. I competed both arms this time. Managed to win both arms. First prize, 12-pack of Labatt Light. And that was my introduction into the sport. From there, I kind of got the bug. At the time, I was dabbling in strongman. Had actually won the first ever organized strongman competition in Canada. And 2 years later, went on to compete in Canada's Strongest Man. But at that time, dabbling in that, started arm wrestling, started attending practices. The first practice I ever went to was at Mike Barrett's house. I lost to Mike, I lost to Terry DeBates, I lost to Ray Burgoyne, I lost to a series of guys, and I think the only guy I managed to get a win on was Mike Pactigan. But that was a long time ago, but based on me thinking, yeah, I was okay, I went to the national championships that very same year in Kelowna, BC, 1997. Very first match, each arm, Mike Gould, and I loaded up with him so hard and hit him with everything I had, and he didn't even move. It was a slaughtering, and came home defeated, but motivated, stuck with it, and here we are all these years later. So that is the story of how I was introduced to the sport. A couple of special things along the way at that tournament. Earl Wilson sitting down with me, giving me some words of encouragement. Me getting on a table with a little guy by the name of Dave Hicks that was about 155 pounds, and me just giving him every ounce of strength I have and him just redirecting it and basically schooling me. And I knew I had a lot of work to do, but that was motivation. Some people might have quit, but we stuck with it, and here we are all these years later. That's the story of how I got into the sport, ladies and gentlemen. So before we go, I want to say thank you. Thank you to my sponsors that helped me get to the national championships. There was three of them, and one of them I cannot even talk about yet. So I know that probably piques some people's curiosity, but I just can't. It's for some legal reasons. I will be able to eventually. I just can't at the moment. So the two that helped me out, Extra, X-T-R-A, Enterprises, Bob Penner. You're not getting away without getting a mention. That's you. And I thank you, and I thank your family for all the support they've given me over the years. You've bailed me out of some tight spots and helped me out when I needed it. And I love you guys for it, and I appreciate it more than you will ever know. And If there's ever anything I can do to repay what your family has done for me over the years, I don't think that I can even come close, but I hope you never hesitate to ask me. And the other one is Melco Developments, which this one's a kind of a funny one because I work for a rival real estate company here in town, but Nick Arts have always been friends of mine. Jason was the best man at my first wedding, and they've always been good to me and helped me out, and they're very, very, very loyal friends, and thank you for all the support. And next is for us. I'm not for me to get ready for the World Championship is a continuation of my training, and I have made a goal that I'm taking one day off per week, but I'm in the gym 6 days a week getting ready, and I'm actually doing some conditioning, and I will really, really be ready for this event. Practices are every second Thursday here in Portage la Prairie, and that means that tomorrow there's a practice here. So if you guys are interested, give me a call, shoot me a message. Do not just drop in. Make sure you give me a message first, and so we can make sure that we are adequately prepared for the number of people and that we can come up with a training format that doesn't disrupt the preparation of the other guys. I know Spencer needs to be getting some extra focus this week because he's got his big challenge match coming up. So until next week, you guys, keep training hard.